Halacha Aleph. Kol Yeredes Tamei Kanida. Any woman who gives birth is Tamei, just like a Nida, just like a woman who has the menstrual period. Vafish La Ras Adam, even if there was no blood. Vechadei Yeredes Chayo Meis, or Filo Nefel. Whether a woman gives birth to a living child, or one that is dead, or even a miscarriage, an immature child, a fetus. Im Zachar, Yushevus La Zachar, V'mekev Yushevus La Nekeva. If it's a male, she has to sit the amount of days required for a male. For a female, those amount of days required for the female. She's to come into Russell, provided that the form of the child has been completed. In terms of letting Mazabasmar Bam Yom, the form of the child is not completed till after 40 days from conception. And this applies both to males and females alike. A woman who miscarries within 40 days after conception is not Tamei, even if it took place on the 40th day. If she miscarries on the 41st day after intercourse, so there's a question as to whether this is considered a woman who has given birth. So she has to observe the laws of the birth of a male child, the laws of the birth of a female child, and a nida. If it was a very fine form of a human in the baby, and it wasn't clearly recognizable as human, then she must also sit both for male and female. Zahanikra Shafir Merukam. This is known in Halacha as Shafir Merukam, referring to the somewhat of the appearance, the beginning of the human appearance. Rambam continues to explain, Gimel, Ezehu Shafir Merukam, what is this form that is the beginning of this form? Chus Briosa Shalom Gufa Kadasha, the beginning when a human is created, his body is the size of a lentil. Shteinov Kishte Tipe Zvuv, his two eyes are like the two dots of a fly, and far from one another. His two nostrils are like, again, two little dots of a fly close to one another. His mouth is open a hair's breadth. When he still doesn't have the form of hands and feet. If his form is more developed, but you still can't tell between male and female. You already see the head, the eyes, and the mouth, but not the hands and feet. He's more developed than that, but you still can't tell whether it's a male or a female. In Bokanos of Amayim, you don't check the fetus with water, but with oil, because the oil makes it clear. Maybe kissim shirosh cholok. He brings a smooth piece of wood and he moves the place where the genital should be from up to down. If there's something stopping the motion up and downward, you know that it's a male, and there is the rudimentary organ there that is being caught by the wood. If that place appears like a split barley, then you know that it's a female. And it's Yechabedika, and you don't have to check to determine the sex of the fetus. All of these forms of early miscarriages, you do not say that she has the days of purity. After the 7 impure of the male, there's 33 pure days. After the 14 of the female, the 66 pure days. So you don't accept this, even though you say the tamei is there for 7 or 14 days, but you don't accept the tohar until there's hair on the fetus. Dala de pilachatech levana, if she miscarried a white piece or white substance, imnirkav nimsa ba'etzem, if it's torn and a bone is found inside, ezu tamei aleda, she is tamei because of birth. If she miscarries something sort of filled with water, or mole dam, or something filled with blood, mole ganunim, something fit with what looks like small pieces of flesh, worm-like in appearance. Malibasar, full of flesh. Hovin Marukum, since it doesn't have that figure that we described before, the beginning figure of the human, we don't consider that a child at all. One born through cesarean section is not, the mother is not considered tummy of childbirth. She doesn't have the days of tumma or of purity. If a woman conceives and bears a male, and we interpret it that that's talking when she gives birth from that place where she conceives, as opposed to an operation where it's taken out by an incision. If one is in labor and she gives birth to a child through the side, that is to say, the cesarean, the blood that comes through the womb is considered either the blood of the irregular flow, the ziva, or of the nida, the regular flow, and that depending on whether this is happening at the time of ziva or nida. Damayotzi derech hadofen tamei, and the blood that comes through the side is tamei. That's like human blood is tamei. If no blood came out through the womb, the woman is tahar altogether. Even though the blood that came through her side is tamei. A woman is not tamei with bleeding unless it comes through the genital area. Vav nechtach avlod b'meyav yotze ever ever. If the infant was cut up inside of her and came out piece by piece, then shiotz al seder varim, whether it came out in order, then shiotz al regel v'chara shok v'chara yerach, whether it came out first the foot and then the thigh and then the hip, then shiotz al shlov al seder, whether it came out not in the order, and it's me'alei dot shiotz al rubo. She is not tamei until most of the body comes out. Miyotza rosh akulak yachad, if the entire head came out together, mezikurubo, that's tantamount to the most of the body. Lo nechtach fiyotza gedarko, if the child was not cut, just a normal birth, shetetze rov padachto, mezikiyolud. From the time that most of his forehead comes out, he's considered born. Afapisha nechtach achakach, even though he was cut up afterwards. Zayin hotzi obor tzera vechzira, if the fetus stuck out its arm or hand and brought it back, which may later be different self from the mother is tamei from childbirth by rabbinic law. She doesn't have the days of purity until the entire or most of the infant comes out. As we've said, if the form in which the miscarriage takes appears like an animal or a beast or a bird, my ponav kifnei adam, if it had a human-like face, or is of love, it's considered a child. Mizokdish of lazakar, if it's a male, she has to observe the laws of male. If it's a mekeva, dish of mekeva. And if it's female, she has to observe the laws concerning the birth of a female. Menanika benzokal and keva, if she can't tell the difference between male or female, can't tell when looking at this fetus. Tish of lazakar and keva, you have to sit for both, male and female. Even though the rest of the body doesn't look human, looks like an animal or a wild beast or a bird. If the face doesn't look human, even though the rest of the face is a complete, the rest of the body rather is a complete human body, and his hands or feet are human hands and feet, and you see whether it's a male or a female, and that's not considered a child, and the mother is not tummy baleda, since it does not have a human face. How do we define a human face? That the forehead, gvinim is the brows, v'anayim the eyes, v'alasasos the cheeks, gabas hazaken the area around the where the beard would grow, keturas adam, that should look human. But if the mouth, ears, or nose look animal-like, a race of blood is still considered a human child, or the appearance of the human child. If she miscarries something that looks like a snake, the mother is tamei because the eye is round like a human eye. if she miscarries a human form that has wing-like pieces of flesh on it, his mother is Tame. If he has one eye and one part of the hip, or if it's on the side, then he's a half complete person, and his mother is Tame. If they were in the middle, his mother is Tahara, because it's not didn't take a human form, it took another form. If the the food pipe was totally stopped up, or there was nothing, it was missing from the navel and down, very autumn, and it's stuffed up, or the skull was stopped up. In other words, this is explained as meaning that the brain is not connected with the spinal cord. Or his face was sort of smooth without any form of a face on it. So if he has two backs and two spinal cords. Or if it was the form of a head, but she gave what came out was just a head, something that looked just like a head, but without the distinct organs visible in it. Or just an arm-like thing, but without the fingers that are looking like an arm. Any such miscarriage is not considered a offspring. And the mother is not tame by giving birth. If she miscarries an entire cut-up arm or foot, we assume that it came from a complete child who disintegrated since. And it goes together to the majority of his limbs. In other words, we're saying that there was a complete, or most of the child was born, and from the fact that the arm was complete, we assume that the head was not totally incomplete, because as we said before, if the head was formless, then it wouldn't be considered a birth. Since the arm or leg was formed, we assume that the other vital parts were formed, and it should be considered halachically that she gave birth. Sometimes they congeal from the blood from which a person is made a piece that looks like the tongue of an ox. And it wraps around some of the child. In a cray sandal, this is referred to as sandal. This piece of flesh called a sandal only comes with a child. If you have this kind of piece without a child, in a cray sandal, it wouldn't be called a sandal. Most babies when they're born don't have the sandal with them. Sometimes the pregnant woman has an injury on her stomach and on her belly, and the form of the fetus is destroyed and it comes out, looks like a sandal. Sometimes they'll remain the appearance of a face. Sometimes the fetus will shrivel, and his face will change and the blood will congeal, so there will be no appearance of a face left on him. Therefore, if a woman gives birth to a male together with a sandal, even though there is no appearance of a face to the sandal, she must observe the ritual purity for male and female. Maybe it was twins, and the sandal was what's left of the female. This is actually a strictness to make it tame, to consider it a child, even though it doesn't have the appearance of a face. Since she's tame in any case because of the actual birth that accompanied it, so they added this form of tumah as well. The thick bag that is like a barrel, in which the child is formed, and that encompasses him, the child, as a sandal, together with the sandal, if there was a sandal with him. So when his time comes to be born, he breaks that bag and comes out. In a case, shilya, that bag is called a shilya. In the beginning of its creation, it looks like the thread that's used in the weaving. And it's hollow like a trumpet. And it's as thick as the crop of a chicken. And shilya pchusa mitefach. And the shilya is no less in size than a tefach, than a hand breadth. If a woman miscarries just the shilya, teshuv lezachon on a kev, she has to sit for both male and female. Lo shilya vladat, the shilya itself, this bag of waters, is alone a child. Lashen shilya below vlad, but there isn't such a bag unless there's a child too. If she miscarried a fetus and then afterwards had the shilya, choshishin l'shilya, we're afraid of the shilya. V'harei hu kevlad acher, and it's like considered another child. V'nomu, we don't say zushilya senefel, this is the shilya of the miscarried fetus. Shein tolin is the shilya l'vlad shel chayama, because we assume that the shilya comes from a living child. Before, if she had a viable child and also afterwards gave out this shilya, the bag, even after 23 days, tolin also bevlad, we assume that it comes from the living child, and we're not afraid of another child, because the child must have torn the bag and come out, and took a while longer for the bag to come out. Tesvav says if she first had a miscarriage of a shilya and then she gave birth afterwards to a viable infant, we're afraid that the shilya was another child. We don't assume that it comes from the child that comes afterwards, because the shilya doesn't usually come out before the child. If some of the shilya came out on the first day and some on the second day, manolam yom rishon, we start counting the days of tuma from the first day. But the days of purity only start from the second day, when any blood that she sees is pure. Lahachmir, so they were strict about it. If she miscarried something that looked like an animal, wild beast, or bird, and a shilya was attached to it, in that case, we're not afraid that there was a normal infant there. Ve'emenik shurvo, if it's not attached to it, tied to it, until le'achomashti vladas, we put the strictness of both possible infants to it. Shenyomer, we say shemani mor shafim rukim shai b'shul yazu. Perhaps on the one hand, the early formed fetus that was in the shilya came apart. Shemani mor shilya shal shafir zeh shehudimus beim v'chaya. And maybe the shilya of this shafir, which appears to be like an animal or a wild beast, perhaps it had a shilya too, and this was the what remained of the of that animal form. In other words, we don't assume that the shilya came from the animal form. Maybe its shilya came apart, and this shilya was a shilya of a human-like form, thus rendering her tummy. All of these cases where we're afraid that the shilya had an infant in it, or a fetus, a human-like fetus, still we don't give her allow her the days of purity. So any woman who miscarried an infant or a shafir, that the early formative fetus, within 40 days, when the form was not completed, if it's accompanied by blood, she's either a nida or a zava, depending on what time it came out. If it came out dry without blood, she is tahar, she is not tameh. If a woman gave birth to twins, male and female, she sits and observes the purity and impurity of the female, which is longer than that of the male. She gave birth to an individual whose sexual nature is indistinguishable, or a hermaphrodite who has both sets of organs, so she must observe both for male and female. If she gives birth to twins, one is a male, one is this tumtum or the androgynous, the hermaphrodite, whose status is questionable, She has to sit for male and female. If she has one female and the second one is a tumtum or an androgynous, then she only sits for a female. Because the tumtum and the androgynous are a doubt. Maybe they're male, maybe they're female. Since she already has a female, so she sits the longer amount of time.
If
it was known that a woman was pregnant, she gave birth and miscarried and didn't know what, she passed through a river and miscarried, she miscarried into a pit, or she miscarried in a wild beast, dragged it away. We assume that it was a child-like thing that she miscarried. She must observe both for male and female. If it wasn't known previously that she was pregnant and she miscarried, we don't know what it was. Then there's a question as to whether she gave birth altogether, and not only does she have to sit for male and female, but she has to observe Nida as well. Whenever it says she should sit for a male and a female, what does that mean? What is the status? She's forbidden to have sex with her husband for 14 days, just like one who gives birth to a girl. The first 7, for sure, because it was at least a boy. And the second 7, maybe, because it might have been a girl. She gets the days of purity only up to 40 days, as if she would have had a boy when she has 7 and 33. If she sees blood after 40 days, we don't see it's pure blood, as would be the case after giving birth to a female, but rather it's a question that may be dam, the blood of Nida, or Savik Dam Zivus, Imbami Mei HaZiva, or perhaps it's a question of a blood of the irregular flow known as Ziva if it comes in those days, as we've previously explained. Similarly, if she saw blood only on the 81st day, it raises Savik Nida, it's a question that she's a Nida, and she should sit the 7 days of Nida, because maybe it was in a keva, and her period, the cycle of Nida, does not begin until after the 80 days. If it began after the 40, maybe she would be a Zava, and she would only have to sit 1 day if she only saw 1 day. But she may be a Nida that has to sit 7 days, and therefore you have to wait the 7 days, as we've explained. Wherever it says, she sits for male and female and Nida. Ketzadina, what is her status? As previously, she's forbidden to her husband 14 days as if she would have given birth to a female. If she sees blood on the 81st day, as previously, there's a question that she's a Nida. Similarly, if she sees on the 47th or on the 81st, there's a question that she may be a Nida. In other words, we don't say that she becomes a Nida on the 74th day, on the 80th, the 7 days of Nida end, and on the 81st, it's Ziva, which Ziva Ktana, minor Ziva, just has to wait 1 day. We say, no, maybe the first was not a Nida, and the second is a Nida. And she has to wait a full 7 days. If she sees on the 41st day, even though she sees on the 43rd, is a Suffolk Nida, this is a question that she may be a Nida. Excuse me, she saw on the 34th day. So you have 34 and 41, which is 8 days later. The reason is that maybe what she saw on the 34th day was in the days of purity, the 40 for the male, and now what she's seeing is the beginning of Nida, rather than saying the 34th was Nida and 7 days have passed already, now it's the 8th and it's Zava, which is only one day. Also, you don't give her days of purity at all, just like Anita. As far as that goes, she's as if she wouldn't have given birth. Any blood that she sees from the day of the miscarriage till the 80th day, if it comes to the days of her Nida, there's a question that it may be a Nida after the 7 days from her miscarriage. In other words, within the 7 days, it's not a suffix, it's not considered a suffix. She's definitely tummy. Either if she gave birth, she's tummy at least 7 days, or if she's a Nida, she's tummy at least 7 days. If it comes in the time of the ziva, the irregular time, there's a suffix zava, so there's a question that she's a zava. She called you me malos in bambesis, because in the days of malos, that's till the 40 or the 80, there is no set time. If she sees on the 81st day, there's a problem, and she's still a question that maybe she's a nida. Well, she'll be out, as we've previously explained, because maybe her nida period is just beginning now after 80 days. Even though she saw only one day. Once she establishes a regular menstrual cycle after the 80 days, then this problem will be removed. Then she'll be a definite nida, or zava vadaras, or a definite zava. The same would be from the day of the miscarriage till 7 days. She'd be a definite nida. If her miscarriage was in the times, in the time of her being a nida, as we explained, because either she's a nida, in which case we treat her as a nida legally, or if the birth was valid, she's tamei for at least the first 7 days.